Hey guys, it's Raven and I'm back with another podcast. Today I'd like to talk about mental health and the stigmas around mental health. So I'm sure everyone knows what it is, but for those who don't, I got a little definition from mentalhealth.gov and it goes as mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. And so I just really think that we should all understand and know more about mental health as it affects so many people. And mental health is extremely important to every individual's day-to-day life, and I'm very intrigued about understanding more about the topic and educating people about the topic. And that's what I want to do with this podcast. So as a high schooler, we are taught about being a teen and how it can affect our mood. However, learning about something and actually going through it are completely different. Everyone is on a completely different scale as to how much their mental health affects their daily living. Personally, I'd love to learn more about this topic as well as educating others on it as well. While some people may believe that mental health is not as vital as physical health, that is not the case, as most people need to focus on their mental health as much, if not more, than their physical health to keep up with their daily living. And that is like such a true statement because I know for a fact, I actually know a lot of people that struggle with mental health. I think it's more common than a lot of people think. And you might not be diagnosed with something, but I think a lot of people go through the motions of certain things, like they might get anxiety here and there, or they might be depressed in certain stages of their life. And maybe they don't get medicated for it or something like that, but I still think everyone goes through motions of everything. And so a little background on mental health, because I think it's important to understand the background so we can see where we're at today and how the past really affected us now. So in the early 13th century, people who were claimed to have mental health issues were deemed as possessed by evil spirits as the Christian church was gaining institutional power and people who were using folk remedies were accused of witchcraft. So that was a strange era and time. A lot of people were getting accused, and if you were accused, you were basically executed and everything like that. So that's pretty upsetting to see or hear. And then the 13th century to the 18th century, individuals thought to have mental illnesses were known to be wild, and many asylums opened up to confine these people. So really, it wasn't a prison, but it was basically a prison. wasn't a prison, but it was basically like that. They were confining people who were thought to have that, and they were almost basically treated as prisoners. So in the late 18th century to the early 19th century, asylums were finding cures to help the insane people, and many practices were performed on those individuals, such as electrotherapy and other things thought to help the patients. Asylums then became places where individuals could become better, but was replaced with madhouses where individuals were not able to be cured, were confined, and then they were treated poorly in prison-like conditions, like I said. Russian-American doctor Boris Sidis was one of the first doctors to transform the misconceptions on mental health and to state that mental illnesses were psychological and not physical. He studied this practice of hypnosis, where he believed that his patients could talk about their issues freely. And then, transferring over to the 19th century, it was a big turning point for mental health. People were able to talk about their emotional problems and not be deemed as insane. Many doctors would say that World War I was a big turning point as soldiers suffered from PTSD and other mental issues. They were still able to function in society without causing harm and were still deemed as heroes for their service. Judith Freeland, author of Restoring the Spirit, The Beginning of Occupational in Canada, 1890 to 1930, describes how much World War I affected gender stereotyping. She describes it as men were at the peak of their masculinity while enlisting only to come back from war and needed to be taken care of as much as women and children. Only in 1980 was PTSD able to be recognized and diagnosed. And that's also pretty crazy to me because that's such a traumatic event. And so I can only imagine how, not crazy, but how much that confused people, how they didn't understand and how in 1980s, that's not even that old. So that's really surprising to me too. So the background really is important to see how far along mental health stigmas have come, but it's also to see how much of off our past doctors and society had been on this topic. I think it is definitely important to see how much progress we have made, but also how much more work there is to do, because there is still more work to do. And I think that I'll go in later in, or more into that later, but I think it's really important to know that we still have stuff to do to change and to be better and to help more people. And so I think I will start off talking about people who don't really agree with the mental health movement and who aren't very, who still are living in those stigmas today. So for example, a article called "Mental Illness Doesn't Excuse Treating People Badly" by Hattie Gladwell is a mix between being a pro and a con, I'd say. Hattie believes that people need to stop treating people badly because of their mental instabilities. And while I do see where she's coming from, I also believe that she's generalizing a lot of people, and I do not think that is the right message. People who are not subjected to mental health issues or know people with mental health issues may read her article and think that all people who suffer with these issues are using them to be mean and to get out of things, and that's just not the case. This argument is especially detrimental considering many mental health diagnoses affect people's mood and how they act. Sure, people can take medicine and other forms of barriers between themselves and their behavior, but if someone is struggling and you know that person is struggling with their mental health, then I do not believe that anyone should try to downplay their emotions and blame them for their emotions. And I feel like we still see that a lot. I think people think that they just use their mental illness, mental health issues as excuses for things, or if they don't want to do something. And I honestly don't think that's the case either. Another person who found that was Lauren Jo. I'm going to probably butcher the last name. It's Sibniewski. She wrote a article called "Stop Using Your Mental Illness as an Excuse," similar to the last one I found. This article can be contradictory and a bit unintelligent, in my opinion. She starts off the article by being extremely defensive in the aspect that she feels as though people can and should control their mental health. She thinks people who have depression should just come out of it and become better. And that's also another very ignorant, in my opinion, statement to make, because I don't think anyone just wants to be mentally unstable. I don't think anyone wants to be that way. So I think we should be more understanding and instead trying to not say we're choosing or you're choosing something or whatnot, but I think we should try, instead of trying to be like negative and demeaning on something, we should try to uplift and be positive and try to be helpful. That is a better image than trying to demean someone, even if that was your, that's been your experience with someone else. I think generalizing a big majority of people is not very smart to do. And so I've actually also found some other articles that were not as bad as not, I wouldn't even say it as bad. They weren't bad. They were more positive, and they were by physicians and actual people who are involved in helping people with mental health issues. So one article by Graham Davey, I'm trying to find the name of the article. It's called "Health and Stigma." And like I said, the author was Graham Davey, and he describes what exactly all of the mental health stigmas are and what causes them. He shows an effective reasoning for the who, what, where, when, and why. Even though we're more progressed than we have been when it comes to the mental health stigmas, there are still a wide variety of people who believe in these incorrect things about mental health And I think it is a good article to educate people on both sides of the argument. So I think everyone should really go check it out, especially if you are struggling with your mental health. I think it's a good read. And then there's also another one called Mental Illness and Stigma, The Scope and Effects. And this is by Genevieve Cadell. This article is used to reach out to the audience and really interact with them as they embarked on the effects mental illness has on people and also the negative effects the stigmas surrounding it has and still has. There's two regions of the article that really stood out to me. They were the effects and how to cope. These portions not only educate people who are fortunate enough to not have gone through mental illness, but also help the people who have. The effects shine light on damaging and painful aspects of people who are not being understanding and how their own families are oftentimes the ones who don't understand and don't feel as though the issues are that important. It also touches on the bullying aspect as many kids and teens go through all of these mental obstacles and mental stigmas that are not only dangerous, but they are preventative of people seeking help. The how to cope aspect is the brighter side of the ladder and gives hope to those who are struggling. This section lets the audience know that if they are struggling, that they are not alone, and they even give resources to reach out to. So I think that's another great article to read. Like I said, they're both licensed psychologists, the last two articles I just pointed out. And I think if you really are wanting to know more, I think it's important to be reading from a source that is credible and that knows what they're talking about, not just people who are putting their opinion out, which are those are still nice articles, but they're not like by people who are actually going to help impact your life in a positive way. So I think it's important to remember that. And now I want to talk about really just the differences between before and now. So before, mental health was more of like an insane, very extreme, basically big extreme on how it was reacted to. And I wouldn't say it's reacted to that way anymore, or everyone's reaction to it isn't as bad as that anymore. But I would say it's still there. I do think it's more what is the word I'm looking for? It's more sensible now. It's more accepted. More people know about it. But I still think there's a lot of stigmas around today. Like, I know people will say, like the two articles that I stated, that people said that it was a choice and people are trying to act that way and they're not trying. And I don't think that's a good message. And then I've also seen ones, for example, saying that like addiction is a choice, and we all know addiction is a mental illness, and it's a scientifically proven, doctorified mental illness. And so I don't think like that one's a choice either. I don't think anyone wakes up and says, "Oh, I just want to choose to be this way." It's a daily struggle, and that's with every mental illness. It's a daily struggle. People try and try and try, and there are people that don't try. I will say that. There are people that don't try, but I think for the majority, no one wants to be the way that they are when they are suffering through their mental health issues. So I don't think anyone should really be trying to put them down either. And so I just think it's important that we all try to help each other and learn more about everything before we try to just speak on it. And not that you can't have an opinion about something, but when you're demeaning others and saying generalizing a lot of people, I don't think that's very educated to do. And then I'll say that this whole research that I all these research pieces that I've done, I think mental stigmas have been around for a very long time, and while they mean something completely different in today's era, it still has a big portion on history behind it. And I hope to educate myself more and to educate others on the social stigmas today. And over the years, while we do find that it's not as common to be as demeaning to people who have mental health issues, I think it's still around today. And I'd like to basically just cut it all out. I'd like to just move on, help people, and really just be there for one another. So that's all that I've got for today. Bye, guys.